was The Black Sorrows and Hold On To Me. You are on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Nice to be with you this morning. Now, we are going to be talking solar panels this morning. If you've got a question, I know you do have, 93130985. But we've actually got a solar panel in the studio this morning. Jason, regular. We've had Jason in before. How are you, Jason? Nice to have you back in.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
And we've also got another Jason. And good morning, Jason. I'll call you Jason number two. Is that all right, Jason?
Not a problem.
From the Department of Mines, Industry, Regulation and Safety, probably better known as Energy Safety. Is that fair to say? Would most people
yes,
know?
Yes, most people know us as Energy Safety.
So we've got the government here, but we've also got a Jason from the solar repair company. So it's good to have you both in. Jason, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about what you do, your role in the department in relation to the solar panel industry?
Well, as a senior electrical inspector with Building and Energy, what we look for is our safety issues, make sure that everything is compliant, regardless of whether it's solar work or not. Solar does make up a good part of electrical installations that go on every day in Western Australia, but our concern is that the regulations are followed, the standards are followed, and people, in the end, get a safe installation.
So from an authority perspective, it's fair to say your department is responsible for really overseeing a lot of the quality in as far as meeting proper regulations in this space?
Part of it is that. We provide designations to other inspectors, the ones that work for the network operators who go out and do installation inspections. They're the ones that get out and have a look at the quality of work. And if they see any issues, they'll write an inspector's order about the specific defects that they see. And that'll get passed on to the homeowner and the electrician who did the work. And they'll have a certain period of time to correct those defects.
Okay. So if we're looking to get any electrical work done, and obviously solar panels is part of that, what's some of the things that as consumers we should kind of be on the lookout for?
Well, all electrical work in WA is work that requires an electrician's license, and that electrician also has to work under a licensed electrical contractor, or they're the contractor themselves. And when looking for an electrician, whether it's to install solar or not, it's always good to check to make sure that those licenses exist with the installer. So again, using solar as an example, don't be afraid to ask them who's going to be doing the installation and do they have a license. And when they come to your property, ask to see their license. There's nothing wrong with that. They can even go on our website and check a person's name to see if they have a license.
Oh, okay.
And that way they know that the people are qualified and they have, you know, the skills required to do that work.
Is that a government website? So you can actually check to find out whether they've actually got a license?
Yes, I believe. If you just do a Google search for that and for WA electrical license check, I believe it'll take you to the right.
So that's pretty important because I mean, most of us would go, oh yeah, they sound legit. They've got a van with a sign on it. They're wearing high vis. You know, we're very trusting, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And to be honest, most electricians and most electrical contractors are really good people. They have the consumer's best interest in mind. But it doesn't hurt to ask those questions and to make sure that the people that are doing the work are licensed.
Mm, so good. Jason, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio this morning is Jason from the Solar Repair Company and also Jason number two from the Department of Mines, Industry Regulation and Safety or Energy Safety. It's good to have you both in. We've got our solar panel to you this morning, which is great. Jason, what would be some of your advice to, I guess, just normal consumers regarding thinking about electrical safety and other things in their home?
Sure. It's not uncommon when you have a home that things go wrong, whether it's plumbing, gas, electrical. And if we have tradesmen selected in advance, we won't feel as pressured when there's an emergency or a situation. And if we're too hasty, we might pick somebody that not going to be a good fit with you.
That's interesting you say that, because if something happens in an emergency regarding, you know, water or power, we would forget all of those checks and balances, wouldn't we? Because we're so consumed in getting the particular issue repaired.
Sure. And it can be something as simple as your hot water heater stopped working and you don't want to take a cold shower. Or you know, your power's gone off, or you smell gas, or you think that there's something wrong with your gas appliances. And we might just pick the first person that we come across. But if we take the time in advance, in preparation of those events, talk to friends, family, get recommendations from them as to who they've used in the past and whether or not they found them to be good to work with. And then even talk to those electricians or gas fitters and find out what their after-hours call-out policy is, how they operate in emergencies, and so that you've got everything ready to go when the time comes. Now, it doesn't mean that they'll be there in an instant, but at least you're not making a hasty decision that you'll regret later.
Done all those checks and balances like you were mentioning before about asking for the right identification to make sure they're licensed. What about, can I ask you about electric shocks?
Sure.
Does that often come up in people's homes? Is that something that that we should follow up fairly quickly?
Well, that's right. So you're probably aware that that we have run a shocks and tingles campaign, and it's been it's been in the media. And it happens. There are people that they might jump into the shower and turn on the taps and get a little tingle, or they might get a shock off an appliance. And what a person needs to do at that point, if I suppose most everybody that's listening is on the Western Power Network, and they have a shock line, so that's 13 13 51. You call them up and you let them know, and they'll send out somebody who's trained to find out what the cause is. They're very good at it. And they'll make it safe, and they'll give you some advice. And that advice might be, you need to get an electrical contractor in to fix this. Or they might tell you that there's nothing that they could detect that was wrong. And that's not uncommon for us to think that we've got an electric shock, or maybe it was just a static shock. There's nothing wrong with calling that number and reporting it if you're concerned. It's better to do that than to just let it sit there. And if it's a serious situation, it could just get worse, and so
that's a good step. That's a good step one, is contact Western Power.
So that's okay. If anything that's on the Western Power Network, they will come out and deal with any shock incidents.
Run those checks. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. If you've got a question for either Jason, the other Jason is with me from the solar repair company, where we're talking mainly about electrical, but also solar panels as well. If you've got a question, I'd love to hear from you this morning. 9313 0985. Back after this one, Anna Waters and Walking on Water. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. I've got Jason and Jason in the studio. We are talking about electrical and also solar power this morning. Jason, can I ask you about the certificates that we are supposed to get as consumers? Where is that at now, with proof of someone licensed that's done work in our home?
Okay, so whenever an electrical contractor or their representative, the electrical worker, does any kind of electrical installing work for you, they have to provide you with what's called an electrical safety certificate. These days it's generated online through our e-notice system and can be emailed directly to the consumer. And basically it's a declaration by that electrical worker stating that the type of work that he did, the date that he did it, and that he basically says that he did the work according to the standards and the regulations, and it's been tested and safe. And so that's a very important document for consumers to ask for. Now, the contractor has 28 days to get it to you, but quite often people get it right on the spot. So the contractor can just go on a computer or a portable device and generate it and have it emailed to the consumer.
So I've had some work done. So what if I'm still waiting on that certification? And I keep getting the contractor keeps avoiding me. Would that send an alarm bell that maybe they haven't got a license and they're avoiding it? What would I do then?
Possibly, I mean, if you didn't check in advance that they were licensed, before they did the work, and they are avoiding the subject of giving you an electrical safety certificate.
Hello.
And this is the thing, only licensed electrical workers and licensed contractors can generate those documents through e-notice. It becomes very difficult, well, almost impossible for anyone who's not licensed to create them.
Right.
But, you know, if 28 days have gone by and you've done your best to try and contact them, then you can certainly let us know or Western Power know of the situation, and we'll do our best to try and resolve it, or it might provide us with some useful information as well.
Interesting. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. If you've got a question for either Jason or Jason this morning, we are talking about electrical, but also solar panels as well. We are on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Jason and Jason are in the studio with me. We've been talking about electrical predominantly, but also a great link there with solar panels. Jason, what would your advice be to people where they feel a little bit pressured to, from a sales perspective, to really sign up and get those solar panels potentially on the roof?
Sure. Well, any time that you want some electrical work done or somebody solicits electrical work, it's best to stand back and do some research before signing on the dotted line or taking a leap. And the reason for that is, again, just like we talked about before, you want to, you know, talk to some reputable electricians, look at reviews on Google, see what other people have had to say, to protect yourself that way. And the other thing is, if someone who's not an electrician starts giving you electrical advice and that doesn't quite sit well with you, or you're unsure of it, go to at least a couple of electricians and get their take on it before you proceed.
Because often everyone's an expert, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what to do. Just grab that wire and do that. And yeah, that's right.
And for most things, there's no need to rush. Just take your time, do your research, ask questions, ask other people how their experience has gone. If you're getting a solar installation, lots of people have had solar installations that you probably know of. So see what went well for them, what didn't go well, and just learn as much as you can.
And finally, before we wrap up today, what would your advice be to if we haven't done those checks and balances and we'd run into trouble, you know, in the early days, even maybe 3 or 6 months down the track where something's not quite right, company XYZ's not getting back to you, you're not getting any answers, where do you go? What's the best course of action there?
The best course of action, and when you feel that you might have been taken advantage of, is to go to Consumer Protection.
Okay.
And just let them know what happened, because you don't know how many times that that particular situation has come up. They'll have kept track of it, and it helps them do their job.
Awesome. Well, you are out of time. Really appreciate both of you guys coming in. It's been really good. So we appreciate your time today.
Oh, it's brilliant. Thank you very much.
I've had Jason and Jason as well. Thank you to Jason as well.
Thanks, Mike.
My guests in the studio this morning have been Jason from the Department of Mines Industry Regulation and Safety, or from Energy Safety, from our WA government body here, and also Jason from the Solar Repair Company. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. Here's George Ezra.